He was for many generations America's dad, tearing down racial barriers and paving the way for a line of upcoming black entertainers to take the spotlight. But behind all the good lies something very bad. A disturbed, manipulative man seemingly obsessed with sex and would stop at no length to get there. Today, we continue the story of Bill Cosby.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
On December 16th, 2014, after a 10-day investigation, Los Angeles prosecutors declined to file any charges against Cosby and Judith Huth, claimed the comedian molested her around 1974 at the Playboy Mansion. Huth, who had met with Los Angeles police detectives for 90 minutes. In rejecting the case, prosecutors evaluated the charge Cosby would have faced in 1974. And prosecutors took into account legislative changes that extended the statute of limitations for certain crimes, but found no way that Cosby could be legally prosecuted. Lily Bernard, on April 30th, 2015, Cuban-American visual artist Lily Bernard filed a sexual assault complaint against Cosby in New Jersey. They say that there's no statute of limitations on sexual assault. On January 1st, 2015, prosecutors declined to prosecute Cosby because they alleged offenses happened before 1996, the year the law was changed to lift the statute of limitations. Chloe Goines, from July through October of 2015, the Los Angeles Police Department concluded a criminal investigation of the Cosby's alleged sexual assault of then 18-year-old model Chloe Goines the following day. In a statement to ABC News, the LAPD said it will explore any sexual assault accusations against Cosby, including accusations for which the statute of limitations has expired, and referred the case to the Los Angeles County DA's office. As with nearly all other cases of alleged sexual misconduct by Cosby, the statute of limitations has expired on this 2008 case, according to most experts. Nonetheless, the investigation of the Goines allegations was opened because LAPD officials said there were many reasons to investigate sexual assault allegations that fall beyond those legal deadlines. Old accusations may lead investigators to more recent incidents with other victims, and Goines would be allowed to testify if charges related to any other more recent cases. Cosby's former attorney, Martin Stinger, said that he would provide documentary evidence to the LAPD that established Cosby was in New York on August 9th, 2008, the date of the incident alleged by Goines. On January 6, 2016, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office announced that no charge would be laid because they were blocked by the statute of limitations or lacked sufficient evidence. On September 6, 2016, Judge Stephen T. O'Neill set a trial date in the case of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus William H. Cosby Jr., in which Cosby will be tried for three counts of aggravated indecent assault against Constand. O'Neill set a trial date of June 5, 2017. The judge ruled because Cosby is blind, he would need special accommodations during the proceedings. On October 6, Cosby resumed his bid to have his sexual assault case thrown out, alluding that his due process rights are violated. On November 16, O'Neill denied the motion. Cosby faced a maximum sentence of 15 to 30 years in prison if found guilty on all three counts and a fine up to $25,000. On September 6, 2016, the prosecution filed a motion to introduce 13 other accusers to show a method of operation, Cosby opposed the motion. On February 24, 2017, O'Neill ruled that out of the other accusers that the prosecution wanted to introduce to show a pattern of alleged criminal sexual behavior by Cosby, only one would be allowed to testify. The prosecution also moved to introduce into evidence a recorded conversation between Constance's mother, Gianna, and Cosby discussing the alleged assault. The defense moved to have the deposition from Constance's 2005 civil deposition thrown out. The judge said he would rule on all these motions at a later date. On September 16th, O'Neill ruled that the recorded call between Constance's mother and Cosby would be allowed to be played in court. In his ruling, he said that since the call was recorded in Canada, which deems recordings lawful with consent only from one party, it would be admissible. On December 5th, O'Neill ruled that the deposition in the Constance civil case and any other evidence gathered by using it would be allowed into the trial. On March 28, 2017, Cosby's defense filed a motion stating that any mention of any other sexual offenses allegedly committed by Cosby should be excluded, and that any of Cosby's admissions in his deposition about using quaaludes or other women he had sex with should be excluded, even though the judge had ruled previously that all information in the deposition would be allowed in court. On March 30th, the prosecution opposed this motion and added that comments Cosby made in television interviews with Larry King and in his 1991 book named Childhood about his quest for Spanish Fly show that he was well aware of date rape drugs and that this should also be put in the trial as evidence. On April 28th, O'Neill ruled that the use of Spanish Fly and any other material from Cosby's book Childhood would not be allowed. He did, however, rule that his testimony about quaaludes would be allowed. O'Neill also ruled that the amount of money paid in Constance's lawsuit settlement would be excluded. And we'll pause there. A lot to unpack there. Here on Dark Side of Wikipedia, Bill Cosby, episode number 2. Be sure to press the subscribe button wherever you download the podcast. And yes, we are on Patreon. You can find the link to support the program at darksideofwiki.com. Carol Hughes, thoughts thus far?
Oh, you know, just because I always liked Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I really, really did until all of these allegations started coming out. And then, of course, like everybody else, I'm like, no, that didn't happen. And then, you know, one by one by one by one by one by, I mean, you know, just women started coming out from nowhere and telling the same stories. And I just think it's heartbreaking on so many levels, you know, that so many women were taken advantage of. But it's very difficult when something like that happens. You know, it happened 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. How do you prove it, you know? And I never thought he'd be found guilty of anything. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I really didn't. But that Spanish Fly, I think that is weird.
Did you think that he would never be found guilty on anything because he wasn't guilty on anything or because he would find a way to get around it?
I actually, by the time so many women were coming out, there's no way you can't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these women are all saying the same thing. And women who don't even know each other.
Sure.
And, you know, then you see the pattern and it's like, my God, he's like a freaking celebrity serial rapist. And, you know, so those are the people who get away with that shit because they're famous.
Yeah.
And, but of course you don't want to believe it because you always liked the guy.
What?
But I didn't think he would be found guilty because, in part, it would happen so long ago, and he was Bill Cosby.
Well, and the thing is, these allegations that keep coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up, it's like initially we heard the story of Bill Cosby way back, and then it was like, oh shit, this is like in the Cosby Show years. This is like when Rudy Huxtable was your daughter, And
even before then,
even before then too, of course. But it just kept going, and then like, and then, oh my gosh, this goes beyond the Cosby Show. This goes on to like that next series he had on CBS, and it's like this shit doesn't end. This guy is a fucking sexual maniac that knows no end to what he's his ability is to do, because he's this unstoppable power in Hollywood, and he can do anything he wants. And he did it. He ate it up, and he took that pill, and he said, I'm going to keep taking these pills. He didn't say at some point at the beginning going, this is wrong. No, this power I have is not moral. This is not right. No,
but I don't even think someone like him, that is something they questioned.
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of, in a way, I don't know, I'm not a serial rapist, but what would I know? But sometimes I think people like that, because they have so much power, and they're so easy, it's so easy for them to manipulate everyone around them.
Yeah.
Because you're famous, you've got money, everybody wants to be your friend, everyone will do whatever you want because you tell them to. You're Bill Cosby. And I think that you get away with it for so long that then you feel like that's just normal. I mean, could that be? Could you actually ever feel like you're really not doing anything wrong? Like, that's...
Well, I mean, you look at like conditioning of people, and if you go and look at it and say, well, have you been conditioned this over and over and over, and this is your normal, like from early adulthood? It's not an excuse for this by any means, but if you're trying to just evaluate like the psychological evaluation of a human being and how do they get to be to this point, you have to go, have they been enabled so long that they cannot conceive of anything that they're doing is wrong? So eventually something does catch up to them and it says what you're doing is wrong, but for so long they don't know that, and they don't believe that. And then something suddenly stops them. They're dead in their tracks. They have no idea what to believe. And it's the height of mental illness. But at the same point, you're surrounded by this, you know, world that tells you these things. You know, that's what creates these monsters. It's that
atmosphere. I totally agree. And I think, you know, they get, after a point, you know, maybe at the beginning it's kind of wrong, but then when you get away with it so many times, and you convince yourself, well, she wanted it, she was a willing participant. You hear that all the time.
Yeah, it's not right, but the thing is, a society at a certain point in time said that and repeated that over and over and over and over and over, and everyone as a society at that joint time believed that. I mean, there was of course many who, not everyone 100%, but 80-90% would believe that sort of bullshit. And eventually it was like, no, this is not right. This is not the way that we can function. And eventually that gets broken. But at that point in time, these people believed they were in the right. And that's the only way that you could like pathologically look at these things and go, how did they do these things?
Yeah, I think they just convinced. And you know, you're Bill Cosby. Everybody does everything you want.
Yeah.
And I think after years of being, you know, because I think you could lose your own identity in that. And so you kind of become this other bigger than life person where you get your way with everything.
I mean, all this.
Especially Bill Cosby. The whole world freaking loved you.
The thing is, it's like you're Bill Cosby and you don't read a lot of shit, but you have to know. Your sexual violations against your wife, who's been with you, are never okay. Even if she says, oh, it's okay. No. You gotta know that's fucked up. That, I mean, there's no looking at
I'm
that going...
I'm telling you, for you and me, we would know that, but I don't know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they give themselves permission to do whatever the hell they want.
It's like I'm Bill Cosby. That's just fucking...
That's fucked up.
When you're in a relationship, I don't care what who the fuck you are. There's no open words to that. I mean, that's not okay.
And I think sometimes when, you know, I think most women, at some point, myself included, have been in a horrific situation, and it's really hard physically to push somebody off. It's really hard to, it's a really traumatizing situation.
Yeah.
And sometimes, so in order to save yourself, you go with it.
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of if you don't. And especially if you're drugging women, they yeah. can't say no, they're drugged.
Yeah.
So in his mind, well, she didn't say no, no, because she's passed out because of the shit you gave her.
Yeah, because you fucking drugged her up.
You know, it's just so, it's so twisted that probably in some way in his mind, I bet to this day he doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Yeah. Continuing on with the Bill Cosby story. On December 30th, 2016, Cosby's defense team filed a motion for a charge or change of venue and sought a jury selection from a larger pool outside Montgomery County, arguing that any local jury pool will be tainted given negative media coverage of Cosby. On January 5th, 2017, the prosecution wrote that the trial should stay in the county, but they would not object to a jury picked from outside the county. On February 27, 2017, O'Neill ruled that he would allow a jury from outside the county, but the trial would remain in Montgomery County. He also ruled the jury would be sequestered. On March 13th, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court issued a one-paragraph order setting Allegheny County as the county from which the jury pool would be picked. Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh, is the state's second most populous county. In March 2017, the defense asked the court to call up 2,000 people as potential jurors. They wished to mail the potential jurors a questionnaire so lawyers could winnow a field of potential jurors. The prosecution objected to Cosby's defense team's request as the number of jurors to be questioned, the manner in which they were to be selected, and the time frame for jury selection, saying Cosby was trying to get special treatment. On April 11th, O'Neill denied the defense motions on screening jurors and ruled that jury selection would be starting on May 22nd in Pittsburgh. Using the usual procedures of law and lasting up to a week, there'd be 12 jurors and six alternatives. O'Neill also denied a request by the defense to get extra strikes. On May 24th, 2017, the jury selection process was completed. The jury consisted of one black woman, one black man, six white men, four white women, and six alternatives. Jane Doe number six was a witness for the prosecution and was only one of 13 Jane Does that O'Neill allowed to testify. She's a black woman who came forward on January 2015 under the alias Casey. She claimed that in 1996, Cosby gave her a drug and wine and sexually assaulted her. In a press appearance following her hearing in September of 2016, Cosby's lawyers claimed for the first time that racial bias was to blame for the sexual assault charges against her client. In response, prominent criminal defense lawyer commentators such as Mark Garagos and Carl E. Douglas stated that this assertion may be an effort to influence potential jurors. The defense criticized attorney Gloria Allred, who represents several of Cosby's accusers, stating that Allred's campaign against Mr. Cosby builds on racial bias and prejudice that can pollute the court and of public opinion. Allred responded by calling the claim desperate. She said Cosby complains about racial bias, but what about the African-American women whom I represent who accuse him of sexual assault or rape and refuse to remain silent about what they say they've suffered? And this is not an issue of racial bias. Instead, it's an issue of whether or not Mr. Cosby has committed acts of gender sexual violence. On June 17, 2017, O'Neill stated the jurors were hopelessly locked and declared a mistrial. Reports suggest that the jury deadlocked on a 10-2 verdict in favor of convicting Cosby on counts 1, digital penetration without consent, and 3, drugged without knowledge or consent, and was 11-1 in favor of acquittal on account 2, that Constant was unconscious or unaware during the alleged assault. An account by NBC News reporter Tracy Connor, an anonymous juror, said that when the jury first told the judge it was deadlocked on January 15th, The votes on the three counts were 7-5, 5-7, and 5-6, with one abstention. 2 days later, the votes on one of the counts was 10-2, but then several jurors changed their minds, making it even more split again. It was described as a true deadlock. On June 23rd, a juror told CNN that the deadlock was caused in large part by confusion over the contradicting statements made by Constand during testimony. The juror, speaking anonymously, also said that the prosecution presented no real new evidence. The prosecution announced on the same day of the mistrial that they intended to retry the case. Cosby's second trial was originally set for November of 2017 before beginning delayed on April of 2018. So that's where we're at, sitting right before the second trial of Cosby, which would have much more telling consequences than the first.
I forgot there was two trials.
Yeah.
Because it did go on forever, didn't it?
First time he was pretty much...
But so much shit has happened since then that it's like...
Yeah.
I feel like we're last few years, there's some weird time warp.
It is. It's like, oh, if we could only go back to the biggest issues of the day being Bill Cosby, you know?
Yeah. But that was 2017, and then 2018 was the next trial.
Yeah.
That's what's weird, because it really feels like that happened like 7 or 8 years ago. And it's 2021, January 11th right now.
Oh, I know. I mean...
So that wasn't that long ago.
There's stuff I hear in the news now, and it's like, oh, and this happened in, July. I'm like, really? That feels more like 4 years ago. Like, really? That was July? Just because of the place and the time that we're in. And
yeah, it's all crazy town. But, you know, that, like, I could see some jurors, like, I could see it would just be hard for them to convict Bill Cosby.
Well, sure. Yeah, it'd be hard for anybody. I mean,
that would be tough. And in that particular trial, that's why, too, because at that point, there's some evidence, but there's not hard evidence.
No.
You know, there's no like DNA really at this point, or video of something happening. And so, you know, someone's convicted, her word, his word.
All you have is 37 people off the record saying he fucked with me.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big deal. But when you go to jury selection, you have to assume that those 37 people have not heard those pieces of evidence.
Exactly.
And so you end up with a jury selection. I mean, and that to me is what's fucked up. It's like, this is the world we live in. This is what these allegations are. Wouldn't you want an informed public? So why? What is this idea of let's have the most misinformed people making a judgment on this case? What the fuck is that? I mean, that's essentially what you're asking to have happen.
I would, someday in my life, I really want to serve on a jury because I want that whole process.
Yeah.
I want like some criminal case where it's not like really boring and all about numbers and embezzlement. But because I would totally fall asleep, I know me. But I don't, my ex-boss sat on a jury, a murder jury.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be kind of hard, but she said it was very fascinating.
Really?
But I don't know that I could sit. I think it would be really hard to be on that jury.
I never heard that
story. But it was also fascinating to me because I got close one time. And they said it was a crime that involved a gun.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give us a lot of details. And pretty much as soon as they're like, there's a crime that involves a gun, people's hands went up. And like one guy goes, I believe that no one should own a gun. So if that guy had a gun and committed a crime, then he's guilty. And so they're just saying shit to get off the jury.
Great way out. Yeah.
You know, it was really interesting to be in the courtroom and listen to people just spew off stuff just to get out of being on a jury. And I'm like sitting there trying to get on the jury.
Yeah, they're playing a Larry David. It's like, Your Honor.
And then like they go, Carol Hughes. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, Jesus. Why did you say my name? And he's like, because I was working in media.
Yeah.
And I got kicked off the jury because of that.
Because you worked in media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that ain't fair.
That's a great out. I was requested to be on a jury.
I kind of left feeling like, you know, I'd been at some kind of speed dating situation. And I'm serious. I left with this weird kind of feeling like I just got the least attractive guy there with no personality doesn't want me. But why doesn't he want me?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of felt like, not that I want to go out with that guy, but what did I do?
What did you? Yeah.
It was a weird feeling.
Oh, my God. I have a quick fun story before we continue into the Bill Cosby thing of avoiding being on anything to do with any criminal acts in the city of Wichita. The day I was we were packing up and ready to move. We had to drive across town to go sign something somewhere. I don't remember what it was. But we witnessed a car crash over by the like the keeper of the plains in that area.
Which is really cool if you ever visit this town. Beautiful, it's amazing. Yeah, you got to go.
Really neat area. And like somebody ran a stoplight and T-boned somebody and all that. And I'm like, we got a fucking deadline to hit of like getting our movers in and all that. Like, I can't sit here on an accident report for the next 4 hours. So we just kept going. And it's like, no one was injured, but it was an accident, certainly. But I was like, I got to get out of here.
I know me. Like, there's that one voice in my head would go, keep going. And I would get a block. And then that other voice in my head would make me go back. And then I saw it.
I got the fuck out of there.
Who needs my information? Yeah. I'm right here. That's so me.
And then I got home. And the first thing I had in my mailbox was a jury summons. For being in Wichita on a future date, which we would not be there for. So I had to figure all that out and like contact, you know, like, we're moving. We're not going to be here. Sorry. That's the closest I've gotten to be on jury duty. Now, I'm not opposed to it. If I had the time, I would be cool with it.
It's not about having the time. Nobody has the time unless you're retired.
Well,
it's about your civic duty, Tony.
I would do it, but I guess in every circumstance, I had other obligations, including children and all that, that I was like, I can't. I mean, I just, there's no way I can make this work.
I keep looking forward to the next time I get asked, but
I hope when she's 18 and I can be an adult,
you can be an adult.
That's like, I don't have any obligations. I would like to be on a jury then. I really do. I would love to do that sometimes. I want that experience, but I can't do it right now. I mean, there's just
But those high profile cases like the Bill Cosby, I think that would be intimidating.
Yeah.
And, you know, because no matter what happens in the world these days, people are going to hate on you, whether you find them guilty, not guilty, and then they find out who you are. Like, I just don't know that I could do that part.
There's no winning. No. I mean, and you're just... Yeah, no, it just is scary.
Because anymore, they find these jurors, I swear they
That's
do.
That's the scary part. You become a villain. And it's like, they randomly picked me. Like, why am I a villain?
You know? People will say the evidence wasn't there, or it was overwhelmingly there, you know, what they presented us.
Yeah.
Then people don't. I mean, it's just sad.
No, reality doesn't exist. Facts don't exist to most people. Let's continue into the story of Cosby as we continue on. On August 22nd, 2017, Judge O'Neill granted Cosby's request to change attorneys. Cosby would now be represented by Thomas Mesereau, who the lead attorney was in the 2005 acquittal at Michael Jackson's child molestation trial. Kathleen Bliss and Lane Vine should also represent Cosby. The judge also agreed to postpone the trial until at least March of 2018 and accept the new attorney's request to keep the trial local instead of a change of venue like the first trial. On January 2018, the prosecution asked that 19 other alleged victims be allowed to testify to show a pattern of similar conduct, which is allowed under Pennsylvania law. The defense filed a motion to have the case dismissed, alleging that Constan did not make the phone calls when she said she did. The defense also asked that a former coworker be allowed to testify to the fact that she and Constan had told her, she could make up a story about sexual misconduct and then sue someone for it. The defense also asked the case be dismissed on prosecutorial misconduct and claims the statute of limitations has expired as well. On April 26, 2018, a jury found Bill Cosby guilty of three felony counts of aggravated indecent assault against Constand. The Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele asked at this point that Cosby's $1 million bail be revoked, suggesting that he owned a private plane and could flee. This prompted an angry outburst from Cosby, who shouted, "He doesn't have a plane, you asshole!" Cosby was ultimately not ruled a flight risk. On September 25th, Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. He was also ordered to pay the cost of prosecution against him, $43,611, as well as $25,000 in fines. On that day, he was placed in the Montgomery County Correctional Facility in Edgeville, Pennsylvania, and moved to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, SCI Phoenix, in Skipack Township hours afterwards. Cosby appealed his conviction, asserting 11 hours in the trial. He urged that the admission of his testimony of five prior bad act witnesses was improper, and that these witnesses also testimonies were too remote in time and too dissimilar to the charges in the trial to be administered under the rules of evidence. However, on December 10, 2019, Cosby's conviction was upheld by an unanimous three-judge panel in the Superior Court of Pennsylvania. The state's immediate appellate court, a 94-page opinion, the court held that the trial court had properly admitted the testimony of five of the 19 women sought by prosecutors, determining that their testimony suggested a distinct signature pattern in Cosby's unique sexual assault playbook. Cosby is pursuing a further appeal in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. On June 23, 2020, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby would be able to appeal his sexual assault conviction based upon questions on testimony from a witness being more prejudicial than probative. The court will hear his appeal on arguments of if it were proper for five prosecution witnesses to testify in the case and include a deposition that Cosby admitted to giving quaaludes to other women in the past. The court also agreed to review whether the former prosecutor informing Cosby that he would not be prosecuted for the assault, resulting in Cosby agreeing to testify in his accuser's civil assault, negatively affected the criminal trial. The court heard Cosby's appeal on December 1st, 2020. Civil lawsuits against Cosby as of November 13th, 2015. There were 9 lawsuits pending against Cosby. Huth and Goins were both suing the actor for damages related to their alleged sexual assaults. Although the statute of limitations has run out for most accusers to sue directly for their alleged assault, multiple accusers have filed defamation lawsuits claiming that Cosby has kept calling them liars throughout 2014. Dickinson, Hill, Raley, and McKee have filed individual lawsuits. Green, Sergenzi, Traits, Bowman, Terraces, Moritz, and Lees have also involved in the combination of lawsuits against Cosby. Most lawsuits that are active are currently on hold awaiting an outcome of his criminal trial. Some are still allowed to file motions and depose witnesses, with the exception of Cosby himself. However, most judges have indicated that a civil trial will not take place until after the criminal trial is held. And that's where we're going to pause our story on Bill Cosby, and we'll have a final conversation about the Bill Cosby story for our Darksiders. That is our supporters of our program. To hear the final conversation and the final chapter on the Bill Cosby story, sign up to become a Darksider at Patreon. Search for the Dark Side of Wikipedia or find the link at darksideofwiki.com as we discuss the final chapters in the Bill Cosby story. darksideofwiki.com. Until next time, for Carol and the Dark Side of Wikipedia, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.